escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
That was the pilot of that regional airplane that landed at Minot, North Dakota.
Which has no air traffic control like radar, by the way. It has an air, it has a tower, but it's visual only. They do not have radar.
The FAA said today it will investigate an incident that occurred between a Delta regional jet and a B-52 bomber.
It was a military. I don't know how fast they were going, but they were a lot faster than us. I felt it was the safest thing to do to turn behind them. So sorry about the aggressive maneuver. It caught me by surprise. This is not normal at all. It was not fun, but I do apologize for it. And I thank you for understanding. It was kind of not a fun day at work.
And not course, a fun, not a fun day at work, he said.
He got a round of applause from all the passengers in the cabin for, let's be honest, saving their lives.
Let's call the aggressive maneuver first. Like, let's call it actually what it was. Someone says they were just coming in for landing.
Had left from Minneapolis to Minot, North Dakota.
Yep, and if you were on the right side of the plane, you might have seen this other plane coming right at them. If you were on the left side, you didn't see what was happening. You just felt the plane.
So Minot, North Dakota is also it's an Air Force base as well. And is it on the map? No, I don't see it on the map. Anyway, he says in this address to the passengers, they did not even tell us that there was a B-52 bomber in our flight space.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
We're not going to play all of the pilot's audio because it's a little muffled. You know, it was a passenger that was just filming it, like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. What he's explaining to them is that Minot, North Dakota's airport does not have radar, which should be illegal. So they
but the Air Force base does.
They visualize from there. But he says the Air Force absolutely has radar.
Of course they do.
And we do not know why no one bothered to tell us that this plane was coming. They should have told us, or at the very least, they should have told the B-52 pilots who were there for a flyover
of the state fair in North Dakota.
Of the state fair. Mm-hmm. This, not that it would be okay to almost take out a commercial passenger plane, you know, if
but let's be honest, this
prepping for war.
This is a frivolous, non-training exercise.
A state fair flyover, and they almost took out a passenger plane.
There is no excuse for the lack of communication. However, that B-52 could not have maneuvered out of the way.
And thank God that the regional jet was able to.
And by the way, even if you are a passenger on that plane and you don't feel the shift, you do feel the G's pulling you back into your seat, because when you turn a plane at that speed, it increases the G-force.
You realize, had they not been looking out the window, they would not have seen it coming. If they just
can you imagine the explosion?
Visual. Oh, my God.
I mean, not just because we're talking about a regional passenger jet, but we're talking about a B-52 bomber. I mean, it would have been horrific. Obviously, no one survives. Duh.
One passenger said, maybe I was overreacting, but being in the very front row, man, you felt everything. All of those hard turns, you could tell something wasn't right. Well, yeah, coming in for a landing, you're not supposed to be hard turning.
So one passenger that I saw on CNN this morning said that the plane turned so sharply.
Yeah.
Okay. She said, when I looked, she was on the right side of the plane.
Yeah.
When I looked out my window, there was no horizon.
No.
All I saw was ground. Ground.
Oh, the other way. Yeah, because it pitched down.
It literally turned at a 90-degree angle.
Oh, God.
And she said, when I looked out the window, all I saw was ground. There was no horizon.
You know,
That's how sharp the turn was.
I want them to be flipping around the headline here, because everyone is saying pilot does aggressive maneuver, almost struck. They need to flip that headline. B-52 bomber almost wipes out passenger plane. Mm-hmm. That's what happened here.
Do we know how many people were on that plane?
72, I think I read.
72?
This has to be a smaller airport if they don't have radar.
It's a regional jet, so probably in the 70s, yeah. Low 70s. Okay.
This is one of those planes, and I've been on them when I've gone to Greenville, South Carolina, where there's two seats on one side, one seat on the other side.
I hate to use it as reference, but it was a regional jet in D.C., and there were 67 people
on
board.
But I'm telling you, I have to applaud this pilot, and here's why. Right after it happened, he said, quote, sorry, everybody, I will explain everything when we land safely. And we talked to Carrie last week on that flight to
Kansas City, from
Salt Lake to Kansas City. They never, ever left Salt Lake, but they also weren't told what was going on. And she said people were crying, screaming, panicking.
Praying the rosary.
Yeah. What is happening with this airplane? They didn't learn. I think it was 30 minutes until the pilot said something. Obviously, we're having some mechanical issues. And then it was 2 hours before they actually knew what had happened. I applaud this pilot for saying, look, once we're landed, I will tell you what just happened. Tell me something.
But the difference is, and I agree with you, say something. But the difference between what Carrie experienced and what these people in Minot, North Dakota experienced is the pilot knew immediately in Minot what had happened. With Carrie's plane,
there was a hard, heavy plastic burning smell and horrible noises.
And the two pilots up front, are working feverishly to figure out what the heck is going on around here. And they don't know. Now, and I said this to Carrie when I talked to her last week, and I think I said it to you, what the pilots on her flight should have done and didn't do is give me assurance that I'm going to see the end of this day.
Yeah.
You know, say, listen, folks, hey, it's your pilot up here at the front.
Buckle up.
We're trying to figure, obviously, you know that there's a problem, okay? We're trying to figure out what that problem is. I want you to know that everything's going to be fine.
I bet you legally they are not allowed to say that.
Why not?
Because sometimes everything is not fine.
Well, when you're dead, you can't sue.
Well,
I mean, just come on the speaker and say, everything's going to be fine. We're going to figure out what this is, but we will be able to get this plane back down on the ground.
Aviate.
Communicate.
Navigate.
Defecate.
Communicate.
Listen to this from the Minot, North Dakota plane mishap.
Nerds.
She says, when we landed, it was really quiet. No one stood up right away like people normally do. At the airport, I heard some people saying that their friends saw what happened from the ground. Mm. The other plane nearly hit us, and it went so low, quote, it passed under us. Mm. They did this, vroom, and it made that noise, vroom.
What was the noise that the B-52 made?
Vroom. Vroom. Okay. All right, when is a burglary a burglary?
Huh.
And when is it a welfare check gone wrong?
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. My name's Scott here on KMBZ.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Something's always wrong. From Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Oh, this next story. You guys, I saw the headline last night in the New York Times and thought, that's odd. There's a lawmaker who's been convicted of burglary and could face up to 20 years in prison. I thought, you know, lawmakers are always doing stupid things, but like burglary is an outlier, right, Scott?
Yeah, sure.
Like this is an embezzlement. There's all kinds of things lawmakers get in trouble doing. Burglary usually isn't at the top of that list. So anyway, I look into this and it's a lawmaker in Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay.
And at first, the Times article and all of the local articles are breaking down, what does this mean politically? Because there's a swing vote. But I don't care about that. The meat of the story that everyone here will either connect with or know someone who's been in this situation is buried way down in the article. So the representative's name is Nicole Mitchell, and she has just been convicted of burglarizing her stepmother's home, her stepmom. Okay. Her father has died. That's important to this story. Father has died. Stepmom has Alzheimer's and is extremely paranoid and becoming increasingly aggressive. Anyone who has ever been around Alzheimer's, had someone in your family, had someone close to you, maybe a friend whose parents were battling this, you know there can be paranoia. You know there can be aggression, right?
Yeah.
So this lawmaker told officers at 1 a.m. with a sock over a flashlight, she did go into her late father and stepmother's house. And here's why she did so. She said she wanted to check and see if there was food in the fridge because Carol had dropped weight, the stepmom. She wanted to see if her cell phone was accidentally on do not disturb because she had stopped responding to relatives' texts. And she also wanted to grab, this is what she told police, a couple of her late father's things from the basement, a couple of flannel shirts.
Well, you can't do that.
So she comes in through the basement window. She was dressed in black and had a pry bar. Not a good look. But keep in mind, she's been in this house 10,000 times. It's her dad and stepmother's house.
No, it's her stepmother's house.
Dad has died. What had happened, she said, in the months leading up to this was that her stepmom, who still has rights as an adult, okay, had started to become paranoid and aggressive to the point that she was saying, you never loved your father and you want to steal our money and all you want to do is put me in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
So what this lawmaker said was
probably all true.
Yes, we did have the conversation. She needs memory care, but she is so paranoid about it that we can't just talk to her about it. And so she is in the house just checking on her.
And so I've got a break. No. Dana, she is not.
I'm telling you, when you read the entire synopsis of how she said, this is my fault. I should have done it differently.
By the way, she's going to resign.
Oh, she's going to resign.
Yeah.
She could go to prison. She's a former Air Force airman and also former meteorologist. Like, she said, look, let me just read this one thing.
She's a lieutenant colonel, by the way.
I did want to check on my stepmom. I did want to get a couple of my dad's mementos. She issued a statement after her arrest denying she had taken anything. She says, the part that was bad was the fact I was doing everything in my power to not upset her and to not escalate it. And that's exactly what happened because stepmom heard her door open. Lawmakers peeking in to see if she's okay, making sure her cell phone is plugged in.
Or if she needs a pillow over her face.
And then her stepmom wakes up and says, what are you doing? Get out of here. Anyone who's ever dealt with anyone who's got paranoia issues, the worst thing that you can get caught doing is being in their house at 1 a.m.
I'm not buying any of it.
So police are called and she says, good, please call them. I was hoping they would help de-escalate the situation because now it's full out of control.
How much of this do you believe?
Why didn't we knock on the door at noon?
Yeah. Because why are we breaking in the back window at 1 a.m.?
Her stepmother was so paranoid, had become so. And keep in mind at this point, Sam, she's getting lost on the way to doctor appointments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is Alzheimer's capital A. Why didn't she go at noon? I don't know.
Allegedly. I'm kind of with Scott on this one. I don't know what to believe
it
here.
It sounds terrible.
It is terrible.
But I feel like if any, what this was described at in the beginning as was a welfare check gone horribly wrong.
No. You don't welfare check somebody at 1 o'clock in the morning.
With a pry bar, I do.
Black clothing going in through a back window? Uh-uh.
She didn't want Carol to see her.
Then
steal things from the house.
No.
Grab my dad's stuff. You're giving this woman way too much credit.
Now, somebody said, I don't remember, someone in Minnesota politics said, even if you were there out of concern for her dad's, I assume, longtime wife, burglary is not the way to go about it.
No.
Was this a burglary?
Yes.
It was entering someone's home without permission.
That's a burglary.
Do you know how many people do that to check on their aging parents with dementia issues, Scott?
Nobody.
That refuse to go into memory care?
Say you devise a plan to break into your stepmother's house to steal the things that you believe are rightfully yours. Again, I'm not saying that's what she did, but let's just play the hypothetical here for a moment. Say you devise that plan. You think to yourself, I'm going to dress in all black. I'm going to have a crowbar, 1:30 in the morning. She's going to be dead asleep. It'll be perfect. And then you get caught.
Well, she's about to be dead because I'm going to kill her.
What are you going
to
do when she the police show up? You're going to come up with every single story possible. And if she is slightly in memory care or maybe in need of memory care, they're going to buy every single story you tell them. And she's not going to have a word to say about it because they're going to believe you because you're okay. The young one, quote,
yes,
with
yes.
faculties.
It all looks bad, Sam. It all looks bad.
Because it is bad, Dana.
However, Carol, with Alzheimer's, was called to testify in this trial and misremembered everything, not of any fault of her own, because of her deteriorating brain, was making up, all, not making up, was misremembering all kinds of details and stories that are not accurate. And I said to Scott during a break, can you have someone in the throes of Alzheimer's testify in court? Oh, Scott.
Probably not. But Dana.
She remembered police dragging her stepdaughter out of the basement window. It never happened. Okay. This woman greeted police at the door and said, please help me de-escalate this.
Are you defending what she did?
No, because she could have gone during the day. She could have gone with a neighbor's blessing and just said, look, we're worried about her. She has lost a lot of weight. We want to see if there's food in the fridge. She didn't do any of those things, and she admits that.
Why does she care? There is nothing about this story that washes with me. She went to the house for nefarious reasons to grab some of her dad's stuff. I mean,
and then panicked.
She wanted three flannel shirts of her dad's?
They asked her, why did you lie? Why did you tell police four times you were there to welfare check instead of pick up dad's things or vice versa?
Right.
And she says, sometimes to protect family members, you have to lie.
Who is she protecting?
Scott, I don't know, but let me just ask you this.
Okay, you can ask me anything you want.
St. Margaret starts dating. I know it's not going to happen, but let's say she does. And then, God forbid, someday in 30 years, she's no longer with us.
But well, she would be 110.
Man is now in her home. You've had the key to that house for 40 years.
Know the code to the garage.
And he has her stuff, some mementos maybe of your father's. Can you not see in a moment thinking, not at 1 a.m. sneaking in, but can you not see going in there and saying, this is my mom's house. This was my dad's stuff. I want some of the stuff back.
No, because I have all that I want.
Okay. I'm not defending it.
There is no defense.
20 years from now, God forbid, Big Juicy's struggling and Craig, he didn't make it. And your brother breaks into the house at 1:30 in the morning to do a welfare check.
With a pry bar.
To
make sure
that
Big Juicy's got food in the fridge.
It looks bad.
It is bad. That's why it looks that way. Because it is. It's indefensible. By the way, she's going to lose her commission as a lieutenant colonel.
They asked her, by the way, what would your father think of this, your late father? She said he would be very saddened by this entire situation. And that he would support me because he loves us both. Even if I did things the wrong way, he wanted me to do my best to take care of her.
No, you don't break into somebody's home at 1 o'clock in the morning to, quote, take care of them. What was she going to do if she found that the fridge was empty? Was she going to make a quick run to Safeway?
No. Do you know what she said? We were looking for evidence that it was time to put her in a home.
Oh, and they want to put her in a
home.
Well,
but Scott, there does come a point for someone's safety.
The house.
Oh my gosh.
Follow the money.
No.
Cash in on dad's fortune.
That's exactly right.
She's the gatekeeper.
I'm going to look up, did Carol Mitchell have children of her own?
Oops, that pillow slipped.
Oh my gosh.
Right onto her
Sam,
face.
Sam, no.
Dang it, and I fell,
her
and I couldn't get up on
Minnesota.
Top of it.
I'm going to look. What if she doesn't have any children? Oh, she's got a son.
913-586-7798.
That's unfortunate.
Doesn't that change everything? Yes. 913-586-7798.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
We will get to the phones.
You hear what song he's playing, right?
Yes.
Take the money and run.
However,
that's what she was trying to do.
Yeah, it was.
If you read the local coverage of this trial, multiple relatives on both sides of the family said that this happened to be a woman whose disease had progressed to the point that she was sending confused messages, could no longer take care of her finances, and in one message accused another family member of stealing legal documents from her late husband. Mm-hmm. This is a woman who is battling Alzheimer's, who is paranoid. All I am suggesting is I don't know that she is the best witness in this trial when other family members on her side of the family are saying she was increasingly paranoid. Yes.
Okay. Are you acknowledging me, Professor?
100%.
Okay. I have a question for the class. If people on both sides of the family were able to, for lack of a better term, diagnose that she was paranoid, that she was obviously in the throes of Alzheimer's disease, et cetera, et cetera, why do you need to break into her home at 1:30 in the morning to confirm it?
You don't. She shouldn't have. She absolutely should not have done
what
that.
What is the purpose of getting it? It wasn't to look into the fridge. If she was concerned that maybe there wasn't enough food in the home, she could have delivered food to the home.
The one thing that doesn't make sense to me about this case is that as smart as this woman was,
Lieutenant Colonel.
The daughter, right?
Stepdaughter.
I would worry, as the stepdaughter, going into someone's house, even though it was my dad's house that I'd been to for 40 years, that someone would see me. I look like a burglar. It's 1:30 in the morning.
You look like one because you are one.
And I could be shot.
That is correct.
Because you also have a woman inside who is paranoid, who is fearful, who thinks everyone's out to get her, who doesn't want to go into a nursing home.
And apparently is a light sleeper.
Yeah. She's lucky she wasn't shot.
Well, let's go to Annie in Overland Park. Annie, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I had a mother-in-law we worried about that was aging, and her sons just refused to believe that she was not as with all of her faculties. So instead of me trying to break in at 1 o'clock in the morning, I called somebody from the state of Kansas. They came out and gave her a free assessment, and I had documentation that said she should not be living by herself.
Annie, that is a sad but great idea.
Well, I mean, I can't just tell somebody she can't take care of herself because she knows all the things to say. And that's what people, when they get older, they want to stay in their house. And if they go someplace else, the sense of losing control diminishes their purpose. And that's what they want to avoid. So they try to hold on to what they think they need to say. But
was your mother-in-law Annie still driving and doing all of those things?
As far as we all knew.
Yeah.
You know, like I would go to her house and I'd say, when did you get this liquor? And she would say, oh, someone from church brought it by. And I'm like, she just doesn't remember how it got there. It was just too many things that she couldn't account for how it happened.
Somebody from church brought liquor?
You know, because she couldn't really say that. Did she go to the store and get it? Did somebody else get it for her? She didn't remember how it got there.
Huh.
Anyway, so we just had to have proper documentation. Coming in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was up to something.
Dressed in black, Annie.
With a crowbar.
You know, if she really cared, she could have gone to the store for this person. There was no care involved.
Yeah.
There really wasn't.
And I will say this, when you are dealing with a loved one who is paranoid, the first thing I would think is, I'm going to break in, and then if I get caught, it's going to confirm her paranoia. That up to this point, the paranoia has been unfounded. Hmm. Now I'm caught in the middle of her basement with a flashlight. Well, yes.
Stealing dad's flannel shirts?
Now it actually looks like we're out to get her, even though I don't think she was.
Stepmom caught her in one of the guest bedrooms rummaging under a bed, allegedly, according to the body cam footage. Well, she's been convicted. I can say whatever. Rummaging under one of the beds. Not sure what she was looking for.
Another flannel shirt.
She doesn't deny it. She doesn't deny she went to the house.
And police show up. I'm watching the body cam footage right now. She runs to the basement and hides in the corner of the basement. And then as police start to find her, she tries to flee.
Yeah.
Would you not say, hey, oh my gosh, this is all a huge misunderstanding. I am so sorry. What are you trying to flee from?
When they were questioning her, Scott, she kept saying, I was just trying to get some of my dad's stuff, because they were then, they did not know Carol had Alzheimer's. So they were then relaying to Carol, this is what's going on. And she was trying to say, let me explain to you out of your, like she, but every burglar is going to say that, right? Police cannot take it. Oh, sure. She doesn't know what's going on.
So stepmom is in the throes of Alzheimer's.
Yep.
She's not going to be around much longer. Fair?
I don't know.
Why don't we just wait for her to die and then we can go back in and get dad's stuff?
There are even other relatives saying, Scott, that money was not the driving force here.
Then what was?
I think she did want to check on her.
Let me ask you something.
And I also think she probably wanted her dad's flannel shirts. Okay. I do believe that that's true.
All right. My dad passed 27 years ago in May. I don't have a single piece of his clothing. None. I have a handful of things. I have his dresser, mm-hmm. his old dresser. It's in the storage.
He didn't have something he wore all the time that you would want to wear?
Army uniforms.
But not like a sweatshirt or?
No.
Oh, see, we have that in our family. We have flannels for my grandpa.
Did you take any?
Yeah, I do have one. My mom had two and she gave me one.
And what do you do with it?
I wear it every once in a while around the house.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do. In the winter, yeah.
Huh.
It reminds me of him. It smells like my mom's house.
My mom asked me years ago, did I want one of my dad's dress uniforms?
Yeah.
And I said, no, I don't need it. He doesn't live in that.
I'll tell you this. The children's late grandfather always wore the original just Kansas KU Heather Gray sweatshirt, just a Heather Gray men's sweatshirt that said Kansas, you know, like this way across it. And it is tattered. It is torn. The sleeves are frayed.
When your parents pass, what do you want?
That is what I'm getting at, is that, like, I'm not saying the kids are all fighting over that, but they love that sweatshirt because he wore that in every photo he's in. He's wearing that old frayed Kansas sweatshirt. And there's something that your mom maybe wears, Sam, that you would want, isn't there?
They said in the body cam footage, who is she to you? And she goes, she's my stepdaughter. Well, and she's a state senator. I mean, she was a state senator. And the officer's like, what do you mean was? And she goes, well, after this, she's not going to be a state senator.
The stepmom says that?
Yes, in the body cam.
Oh, my gosh. She's still got her humor.
Well, she's right. She resigned today. Jim in Shawnee. Hello, Jim.
Hi. I was listening just now, and funny to hear Dana say the only thing that bothers me about this. I thought there's a whole lot more to bother.
Maybe two or three things.
A couple things is, one, she was not a loved one. She did not love this woman. That's a, just because you're related doesn't make her a loved one. And it's so obvious she but because she's high up in politics and she's with a lieutenant colonel, you give them grace. But she is akin to the astronaut woman who drove across the country wearing diapers. There's nothing about that story that can be construed as normal. This lady's crazy the way
she
did.
But Jim, do you think because of her position, she just thought, I'll get away with it?
I mean,
like,
well, that or but she's still nuts to have done that at all. I mean, the diaper thing with the pilot, yeah, with the astronaut, that's beyond common sense of any kind at all. There's no excuse for what she did. She's nuts. And more is going to come out about her because the thing she did is she shouldn't have been in any position of authority. But yeah, it's kind of crazy I'm just surprised that you would pick this hill to stand on.
One of the reasons I wanted to bring it up, Jim, is because with these types of aging issues, this is why you have to have your affairs in order on the front end. Right, Scott? On the front end. Yeah. Certainly with the death of a spouse, all of that needs to be settled before, right? If you, to your point, Scott, if she wanted a couple of flannel shirts that belonged to her father, and maybe her dad died suddenly in a car wreck, I don't know. You handle those things, if you can, on the front end, not on the back end.
True. I just don't know why, A, the stepmom is holding on to the flannel shirts, and why the daughter would want them, unless they were, you know, indicative of his personality and
or they smelled
who he
like
was.
Him.
Or they maybe smell like him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
I mean, I could see a reason for wanting it. I can't see a reason for breaking in dressed in all black with a crowbar at 1:30 in the morning.
With a sock on her flashlight,
yeah,
by the way.
I mean, why not just show up at the door and say, hi, don't be paranoid. I'm here just to say hello.
Please put the shotgun down.
Is there any chance I can get three of my dad's flannel shirts so I don't have to break in at 1 o'clock tonight?
I'm with Jim on one thing. Someone who is that educated, right?
She's not dumb.
Should have thought, what will this look like if it goes south? And then everyone else listening right now would go, oh yeah, I'm out. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
because
who's
God,
really crazy
yeah,
here?
God forbid. And again, I wouldn't have worried about her necessarily waking up and thinking I was trying to rob her. I'd worry about a neighbor seeing it and pulling out a shotgun.
Well, keep in mind, educated and smart aren't always the same thing.
Amen.
Fair point.
Amen.
913-586.
Can you break a 50?
7798.
I got 225s for you.
I've got 225. If you missed the joke, it had to do with the end of Festivus on Friday. Dana thought that there were $25 bills. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So, you know, I love all things astronomy.
Yeah.
This is from the New York Post. Our humble blue planet came into being with the Big Bang, the sudden expansion of the universe outwards. Now, according to astrophysicists and cosmologists, Earth and all of its celestial siblings will likely be swallowed back into the super small hole that they came from in what is known as the Big Crunch.
The Big Crunch.
They're calling it the Big, not the Big Bang,
right?
The Big Crunch.
Available now at Taco Bell.
And they now know, according to cosmologists at Cornell University, when the Big Crunch will occur.
Mm-hmm.
When the universe as we know it
basically
implodes upon itself. It will happen in 19.5 billion years.
Got it. Way
Get
more
your
exciting.
In order.
Way more exciting from the Smithsonian Magazine.
There's more.
No. Oh. Preserved blood vessels discovered in a rib bone from the world's largest Tyrannosaurus rex could shed light on how dinosaurs healed. Or if you're Sam, you think we're going full Jurassic Park.
Oh, we are.
Scotty, a specimen unearthed in Canada named Scotty, was probably injured in a fight and died several months later. They discovered Scotty in 1991. He weighed nearly 20,000 pounds. And again, they have found a tiny, tiny preserved blood vessel inside one of his rib bones. It is a very rare find.
So the big crunch is actually going to begin in 11 billion years, but it's going to take 8.5 billion years.
The big crunch is what happened when the T-Rex put its jaws around your body.
There are podcasts out there with the scientists from the company Colossal. Don't think they won't do it. The company is called Colossal, the same company that brought us the Direwolf. They say that they have no intentions right now, but don't think they won't, because they have already created genotyping, the DNA, for hundreds of extinct species.
What would you bring back?
Recreate them right now.
I say bring back the dodo bird.
Saber-toothed tiger.
No, don't bring back something that's going to kill people. Bring back the dodo bird and the mammoth.
The woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
I say we bring back the velociraptor. Nothing's going to go wrong. And then we can combine it with the T-Rex, and we'll all live happily ever after until the big crunch.
It would be like the running of the bulls, only we would use new dinosaurs.
No, they would be chasing us.
Is the Tasmanian devil, is that extinct now?
Yes.
I'd bring them back. I'd bring back the Tasmanian devil, the woolly mammoth, and the saber-toothed tiger.
Okay.
What? Hey, and maybe we'll get into this next hour. What would be wrong with a Jurassic Park island?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I'm being very serious.
The Tasmanian devil, by the way, is very much still alive.
Is it still around? Okay.
But it is endangered.
Endangered.
Level 2.
Got it.
No, we're not doing that.
What would be wrong with a Jurassic Park island?
Everything is wrong with that.
It's not like T-Rex can swim. Have you seen his arms?
It legitimately is the entire plot line of Jurassic Park, why we should not do that.
Pterodactyls can fly.
Well, I'm not saying we bring back the pterodactyls.
Where do you stop?
Where do you draw the T-Rex line? Quick break for the news. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out
with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, Your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.